the church, our mother, says to priests on this day, you ought to say something, but just keep it short. So just a little something today. St. John Paul the Great, John Paul II, he gave the definition for love as this. To love is to make a gift of oneself. If we love someone, we give ourselves to that person. Right? The more we love, the greater that self-gift. So if to love is to give of oneself, what is perfect love? What is the fullness of love then? It is the emptying out of oneself. It's the total pouring out of oneself for the sake of another. What does St. Paul say in the second reading today? He says of our Lord, even though he was one with the Father, he emptied himself to become man. And his entire life is a continual self-emptying, being fulfilled perfectly on the cross, this total gift of himself. My brothers and sisters, what do we celebrate in Holy Week? It's the celebration of the love of God. It's the celebration of a God who loves us. We had a guest speaker here not too long ago, and he said something so beautiful and profound that I'd never heard put quite in this way. It struck me in the moment very deeply. He said to all those present, he said, do you know that there is nothing that you can do to make God love you more? And immediately I thought, well, what are you talking about, right? Our good deeds, right? The prayers that we say, our charitable acts. He said, God loves you with all of himself, with an infinite love, and he loves you perfectly. You don't have to do a single thing to earn or to win his love. He just loves you. But then he said something that struck me even more, and he said, and did you know that there is nothing you could do to make God love you less? And immediately again, I go, gosh, what about my sins? Right? Our faults, our failures, our imperfections, our weaknesses. He said, God is love. And he loves you with all of himself. It is impossible for him not to love you with his entire being, because his entire being is love. Amazing. That's God. And that's what we celebrate this week, the emptying out of his Son, out of love for us. And my brothers and sisters, I want to say this. So if God loves each and every single one of us with all of himself, why don't we all feel his love equally? Because it depends upon us. We will feel his love to the degree that we allow him to love us. We do not have to open our hearts to him. And sometimes there are these walls that we've built up or have been built up because of things that we've suffered that prevent his love from entering in as he would desire. And so let us ask him today, Lord, I beg you for the grace to allow you to love me as you desire, which is to love me with all of you. And every single time we come to Mass, every Sunday, every day for some people, what does our Lord do? He renews that total emptying of himself. When you come forward to receive him, what does he do? He pours himself out in you, perfectly, completely, with nothing lacking, so that we can then have the grace to surrender, that we can learn to love, and then we can go forward and empty out ourselves for the sake of others. May we ask Jesus today, as we receive him, for those gifts.